You're listening to Cinematic Adventures, proud member of the Misfit Faction Media Network.
Good morning, Vietnam!
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I feel the need for speed.
Roads, we're going, we don't need roads.
Snakes, why did it have to be snakes?
Vultures? We don't need no vultures. I don't have to show you any stinking vultures.
You make me want to be a better man.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
He's looking at you, kid.
Not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cinematic Adventures. Don't forget, if you guys are listening to us on the go, you can find us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also find more of our content on our website, themisfitfaction.com. There you find links to not only this show, but some of our other shows like MF Uncensored and the Multiverse Fancast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Paul. With me in the studio today is Sean. Sean, how are you today?
I am great, Paul. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be pretty good. Because
you're pretty good?
I'm going to be.
Going to be, okay.
Because we are talking about a movie franchise that it has a very special place in my heart.
Special place in your heart?
And a special place in my bakery. Well done.
Yeah.
Not my best, but not my worst.
I could have gone Van Wilder on that one, but, you know.
We got to do that series at some
point. Well, we do, but... Yeah.
But anyway. But we are here, and we are talking about a franchise, a unique franchise. A franchise that on the surface is exceptionally shallow and vapid and horny, I guess we'll say, and awkward. So, kind of reminiscent of the teenage years. Sad face.
That's the whole point.
Yep. And that is the American Pie franchise, because we wanted to do something still in the vein of summer. And if you look at the American Pie franchise, especially the first two, that senior year of high school going into the summer after and then the year coming back, like it kind of fits into this vein. And also, it's our show and we don't go see movies anymore, so we have to do older movies. We are going to go see Indiana Jones, I think. I think we should do that.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, you don't sound so thrilled about it.
But... I'm going to be miserable.
Wow.
Shia LaBeouf. I hope
he's not in it.
I hope he cameos.
He's not
just for
cameo.
You.
He's
just
not...
for you.
I would be upset if he cameoed.
And he's swinging through
I'd
the trees.
I'd actually give him credit if they cameoed him.
They'll never do it. But anyway, so we're going to do this one a little bit differently because the American Pie franchise is actually huge. It's got 9 films to it, 4 in the main series, then 5 spinoff films. And Sean and I will be honest, we have not seen all the spinoff films. We have seen 2.5, probably.
I've seen 1.
Which one did you say again?
Bandcamp.
We both saw Bandcamp. I saw The Naked Mile 1 time, and then I haven't seen the others. But so those are going to kind of be on the back burner. We'll mention them towards the end. But we are going to focus a lot on the 4 main American Pie movies, which are American Pie, American Pie 2, American Wedding, and American Reunion. So right off the bat, Sean, when you think American Pie, what is... And this might be a crass episode, so let's all be mature. But when you think when you think American Pie, what is the first thing that jumps to mind?
Sex.
Okay.
Sex comedy.
This is the franchise that reinvigorated the teen sex R-rated raunchy comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pioneer in that regards, because at this time, R-rated movies, especially teen comedies, were not box office successes, and a lot of studios stayed away from them. So do you think that this movie or this film franchise was responsible for fixing that, or what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, we've discussed this in numerous episodes. Genres are just, it's a product of the times, you know. Genres are popular, then they go away for a little while, then they come back, then they go away for a while, and then they come back again. We've seen it with the horror genre, we've seen it with the disaster genre, and we've seen it with the teen comedy genre. I mean, look at, like, the John Hughes movies.
Who?
The John Hughes movies.
John Who's? I'm just kidding. I know who John Hughes is.
I know. I just didn't know where you were going with that.
I was just trying to be funny. I guess, much like Jim Levinson, I'm a little awkward sometimes.
Sometimes. Every moment.
Yeah, thanks, man.
But I'm trying to think of what was in the 90s in terms of teen comedies. There really weren't many in early 90s, like, you know, before this movie. I'm trying
to... because the first of these came out in 1999. So year-wise, we're looking at 1999, 2001, 2003, and then 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So like a big jump from American Wedding to American Reunion. And I think it worked in their favor for the most part. This was also a franchise where they kept a lot of the main cast. And then when they came back for American Reunion, they brought back a lot of characters that we hadn't seen since the first or second one. So I think that it actually worked out in their favor.
Yeah.
And it's one of those film franchises that, you know, Sean and I were talking off air, it grew up with us. Like, we grew up with it. And we all have a character in these movies that we can relate to in some regards. So, let's start with the first one, 1999. How old were we again?
12.
12. Did you see this movie when you were 12?
No.
I am fairly certain.
Well, let me rephrase that. I was not allowed to see it, but I did end up watching it.
So,
probably like 13.
I watched the first one right before the second one came out. And I remember watching the second one with our friend Eric at his house during a sleepover. And literally, it was the funniest movie of all time. American Pie 2 is and was one of my favorite sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Because
did you see American Pie 2 in theaters? I don't think I saw American Pie
2
in theaters.
No, I think the first one we saw in theaters was American Wedding.
Yeah, I think so too.
American Wedding, and then we went to see American Reunion together also.
We did.
So let's start with the first movie. We get introduced to a couple of characters who the movie really focuses on, and we'll start with Jim. Jim is the adorkable, lovable, like, he's a nice guy, but, you know, my biggest qualm with Jim is that when his parents walked in his room in the beginning of the movie, he did not immediately try and change the channel. So, just to paint context, some of these films are really good about having recurring motifs, and the biggest one is an embarrassing scene for Jim at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the first movie, he is trying to watch adult entertainment.
Oh, with the scrambled signal.
With the scrambled signal on his cable box. Oh. And the best was he tells the dude to stop talking at one point. Hey, man, would you shut up? And he's talking back to him, and he's got the sock. And it's disgusting.
I think the best part is when his parents walk in and his dad's trying to, like, oh, this is just, you know,
there's something wrong with the signal.
Just trying to, like, spank my hairy ass. And goes, excuse me? He doesn't even turn down the volume.
Yep. Like, that's nope.
I think the remote's still not working.
No,
that
he's
was
still
problem.
Actively watching it. And then the sound kicks in again.
Oh, I thought he's trying to turn it down. The remote,
nope.
Like,
he does.
Working.
He does at one point. But, like, at first he's like, all right, yeah, good night, mom. Good night, dad. And he's still just staring at him. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But the second movie, he's having sex for the second time
because
they established it during his freshman year of college, not once.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad walks in with the beers, and then the girl's family walk in afterwards. And the best line is Eugene Levy, I didn't get her name, but hopefully my son did. So that's the second movie. And the second one, they amp it up by building the anticipation where you see, like, Eugene Levy's, like, going in with the beer, and he's, like, talking to the college guy. He's like, it's a tradition. All right, just this once. And, like, they're walking. And you know it's going to happen. But then you have the third one where he's trying to propose, and Michelle goes under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad shows up with the ring that he forgot while she's performing her girlfriendly duties. Stupid. And then the reunion, she goes into the bathroom to take a bath, and he's trying to watch some adult entertainment on his computer. He takes out the sock again. It's like the same sock. And the kid walks in while it's happening, and he I think he loses the sock, and he crushes his business with the computer. And he goes into the bathroom. Michelle's, like, enjoying herself in the bathtub, and then she, like, loses the faucet, and, like, there's just water spraying everywhere, and they're both like, oh. So that is one of the traditions of the American series. That, and also Finch gets with Stifler's mom at some point.
Ah, yeah, Stifler's mom.
Except in Reunion, she gets with Jim's dad.
Mm.
Yeah. But so Jim, he's the main character of this series, and it's all about him trying to discover, like, what being a man really is, and that there is value behind, you know, relationships. It's not all about sex. And, like, when you're young, that is a focus. Like, you don't care about long-term relationships and love and all that stuff. You care about, you know, just having a good time. What did you think about Jim and throughout the course of these movies?
He's just that, like, that lovable, dorky character that, you know, it's kind of, you know, if I don't know if you ever watched the Porky's movies, he's very similar to the main character in those. I mean, he's got a bit of that, like, kind of could be that John Hughes, you know, geek hero that he, you know, Anthony Michael Hall would have been, you know, that role probably.
Oh, yeah.
If it was an 80s movie. But, yeah, he's got one thing on his mind, basically. And, you know, you just kind of see the growth of him as a character more so in the second one.
Yeah.
Than you do in the first one. In the first one, it's just trying to actually, you know, score. And then, you know, in the second one, you see him actually fall in love, you know, with the Allison Hannigan character. So, and then you see, obviously, gets married, and then, you know, he's had a child, so you see him grow up in front of everybody, and it's you know, he does a very good job with that.
One of the most respectable things about him, and this is no joke, like, the babysitter who, like, tries to get with him, or no, the girl next door who he used to babysit, like, tries to get with him, and he's, like, he does nothing but respect her about it. Like, it's very, like, he takes care of her when she gets too drunk, and, like, gets her home, and all that stuff, and, like, there's a lot of, like, he's just a nice guy, mm-hmm. and, like, a good guy, and, you know... What is he saying? The second one. I am a band geek. I just never joined the bands.
American Reunion came out 11 years ago.
Yeah.
It's already been 11 years since the reunion movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, so going down the list, we then have Michelle Levenstein. So Michelle was it, or what? Flattery. Michelle Flattery, and and probably one of the most famous lines from
quotes, you know, in teen comedy history.
This one time at band camp.
People still to this day. You know,
actually, my favorite variation is when they're at band camp. She goes, "This one time at here," but she gets introduced in the first movie. She doesn't really talk for the first half of the movie.
No,
she's just kind of there.
She's there. She's very, you know, she's like that nerdy character that's very quirky,
but also at the same time, apparently a total nymphomaniac.
Oh yeah, apparently.
So it's funny because this movie shot Jason Biggs into stardom. Like, he was everywhere for a while. He did movies like Loser, Boys and Girls, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, he was like the big teen comedy actor. He was like Anthony Michael Hall. He was basically, you know, it's like every teen movie, if it didn't have him in it, it was like, why?
Yeah. And now he's...
I remembered Loser. I hated that movie.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. I liked Boys and Girls, though.
Boys and Girls was fun.
That one was fun. And then he was the voice of Leonardo for a little bit.
Really?
On Nickelodeon's Ninja Turtles, but he kept tweeting... And he was not censoring his tweets properly. And Nickelodeon was like, hey, like, you represent us, like, to a point. And which I get to a point, like, if you're working for a company like Nickelodeon and Disney, you are representing their brands. And that's any company. Like, if you're working for, you know.
If you're under contract to a company, I'm sorry, you gotta, you know.
If I'm a spokesperson for Pepsi, I'm not gonna be going out drinking Coke. Like, you know, stuff like that. Sean, what would you be a spokesperson for if you could be a spokesperson for anything?
God, I don't even know. Like.
I would just like some sort of health supplements where they just give me health supplements.
I'm trying to think what I would want.
Michelob Ultra would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as we drink our Michelob Ultra. Sponsor us, Michelob Ultra. We will drink you. You know, nothing jumps to mind?
I'm sure there is. I just can't think of one.
Hot Topic. I can see you wearing nothing but Hot Topic.
I can't even go into Hot Topic anymore.
I know. It's a little weird sometimes. I like Spencer's.
Spencer's is not even that bad, not that great anymore either.
I know,
but,
it's sad. You know. But
remember when Hot Topic was like, it was basically the goth store?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, it still is, but not as gothy. But anyway, so Michelle, she doesn't talk until the second half of the movie, and it's after Jim blows it with Nadia, literally twice. And God, I can't even imagine, but I've got reserves. That scene alone, that is probably the most iconic scene besides the pie.
Nadia's, yes.
Yeah. It's the scene that all the teenage boys remember. Yeah. Shannon Elizabeth. But anyway. But Allison Hannigan plays Michelle. She really didn't explode. Buffy is what her big stardom was. And
she
then
was
it was.
She was already on Buffy, wasn't she?
She was already on Buffy. So, like, this didn't do, like, a ton for her career. She didn't do a whole lot of films after.
It was probably after the sequels when she got more well known. And then
How I Met Your Mother was.
How I Met My Mother, really. Yeah.
Cultural phenomenon. As much as Buffy was, How I Met Your Mother was like a whole other ballgame. We have, arguably, the actor who. It's weird. Like, as much as I love this actor, he got really typecast after this movie, and that is Sean William Scott as Steve Stifler. Between this and Road Trip, there was this Sean William Scott-a-thon, and I actually really like him, and I feel like he's never got his actual due. There's a movie that I love called Goon, and they did a sequel to it where he's like a hockey player, but he's like a doofusy, kind of nice, dim-witted, but like just a monster in terms of just
kicking ass. We've talked about him, obviously, when we did our episode on Dude, Where's My Car. He... You know, back to back between this and Road Trip, it felt like he was basically playing the same character.
Road Trip was just the lighter version.
He wasn't as much of a dick.
Yeah, he was a nicer guy. Like, he was very loyal to his friends.
But yeah, he did these. He did the Final Destination movie. You know, Dude, Where's My Car? So he kind of got typecast into this type of a character. Not so much the type of movie, but the character was just that kind of stupid, you know, buffoonish kind of a character.
Yeah,
as you said, Goon is probably. I would say his probably best acting performance. No. But yeah, he's been, you know, this was obviously, this was his first ever movie. I mean, this was, and it shot him right to superstardom.
You know what I liked him in? Role Models.
Role Models was good. Because like Road Trip, I don't think did well box office.
No,
I think
it's got a very big cult following.
Road Trip's become more of a cult movie. This movie was a box office
like
hit.
Like Euro Trip was a big hit.
I don't think Euro Trip was a big
hit. I thought
hit.
It did better.
No, I think Euro Trip was a bomb, and it was also a cult movie.
I will also say that Euro Trip still has some of the best bloopers.
Oh.
Did you ever watch any of the extended? Oh, yeah. No, it was a box office failure. Budget of $25 million and $20.8. That's sad. That's really sad, but anyway. Oh, although not as successful as a box office as the producers' Road Trip, Euro Trip did well on home video and became a cult classic. Yeah, that was the thing when like it was all about the rentals and all that stuff. That was a big thing.
Well, that a lot of movies garnered second life in rentals and VHS. I mean, that was the key. I mean, there are classics now that were not hits in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, got second lives because of VHS and that.
Matt Damon reportedly has said that despite appearing in notable films like Saving Private Ryan, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and the Bourne franchise, fans often repeat Scotty doesn't know to him.
Of course.
That's awesome. But going back to American Pie, because I don't even know. Oh, Sean William Scott. That's
yeah,
how,
I
that's
don't know how you went to Euro Trip, but sort of.
We went to Road Trip.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, but Role Models was one of the movies that I really enjoyed him in because he was more like the cool guy. Like just the cool, like he wasn't a jerk. He, like, in, if all honesty, like, That's like Paul Rudd's most unlikable role.
Yeah, because he's basically played a guy who's just kind of like
miserable.
He's miserable. Yeah. And he's just,
I'll have a large black coffee. You mean a venti? No, venti's 20. You're stupid in three languages. Still love that hole. It's because it's 20 ounces. 20. Oh. But anyway, going down the list, we have Thomasine Nicholas, who played Kevin Myers.
He was probably the most well-known actor of that group because
Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
And Kidding Here in Arthur's Court.
He went through, when he was young, he had his biggest success.
Well, two movies. I mean, yeah. But I don't think he really
Kid
did.
Kid in Aladdin's Court also.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, before this, and even honestly since this,
he has not done much.
Not done much. I think he stays in the Chicago area. I think he might be.
Oh, yeah. He throws out the pitch for the Cubs every once in a while. Yeah.
But I remember when the movie came out, and I'm like, I recognize that name. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Henry Roland Gardner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And like, no one else I knew who they were. I mean, he was the only one. I was like, oh, I know him.
Now, these films don't necessarily have an antagonist, but Kevin's the closest to it, especially in the first two movies. Like, in the first movie...
Antagonist?
The closest thing to what this movie could... Like, because he is the source of any sort of fighting between the friends. Like, at the end of the first movie at prom, like, he's all like, you know, you guys, if you don't do this, you're terrible. And they're like, we're just here to, like, you know. And then they do the same thing in the second movie where he, basically, they, in the second movie, we'll talk about it in a second, but the whole plot is driven on him trying to recapture the happiness that he had.
Yeah.
So, and then at the end, like, he has, like, a full-blown moody panic attack because his ex shows up. But, anyway, he's the catalyst for these movies. And then... He's an American Wedding and American Reunion. He's really relegated to the back. Like,
yeah, he's not as much of a factor.
Stifler took full center stage in the third and fourth movies.
Yeah, which is not.
It makes sense, yeah. But, you know, you forget that Kevin and Finch are there sometimes because Finch was actually my favorite in American Reunion because that's who we were talking about next, played by Eddie K. Thomas. Paul Finch was like the. He was like the nerdy, like he was a suave nerd, basically, like a classy nerd, where like he would like read Voltaire and stuff like that. But the best, he is the character that went from literally having a diarrhea attack in the women's bathroom to being suave and just, in the second movie, he's like super suave, right? He's like, you know, I went parasailing in Dubai and all these things. And like all these women that he's been with. Except, you know, none of them can compare with
Stifler's mom. I did the best line I love in American Wedding. I can't say on the episode, but yeah.
Can you paraphrase it?
Not really.
I mean, can you tell me after?
It's like, oh, well, it's when they're at the altar.
Oh, and like they're all like they're having
and,
their.
And Stifler just turns him and goes, you know what? You're a MF-er. And he goes, yes, I am. And Sean actually, Scott just has that phase like he's just like, I just want to punch you.
The best interaction between the two of them though is when in the second movie when Stifler catches him in his mom's room. Because you always forget that Stifler catches him and his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, hey Stifler. But he catches him in there and he's like, what are you doing here? Stifler, just calm down. And like he chases him and they separate them and like, I thought we squashed this. The last time that you guys interacted like this, you know, Finch got a black eye and Stifler got stitches. Because he bit me. You touch me, I bite. It's just such a great interaction. But it's funny. Like, that's the one also. And then, of course, Stifler finally gets his revenge on him.
Mm.
And we talk about character growth. We didn't even mention, like, Stifler goes through a lot of character growth in these movies.
Big one is probably An American Wedding.
The biggest one is American Wedding.
Because he's not even really supposed to be invited. He's kind of just guilted, you know, Jim's guilted into inviting him.
And then he becomes the best man.
Which blows my mind.
Because he's trying to get with January Jones.
Yeah, and he loses. He basically ruins everything, and then he fixes everything.
That was a great moment. And then, like, when he comes kind of clean to Michelle's sister, and he's like, you know, this isn't me. Like, this isn't what I am. Like, but I like you. And I was, you know, trying to be what I thought you wanted.
Yeah.
Like, more like Finch. You know? The best is him with, like, the sweater vest. And the mom's, like, laughing at the flowers, and he's, like, behind her, like, doing all the gross body movements. But, yeah. Then we have, of course, Jim's dad, played by Eugene Levy.
You're missing out on one of the main friends.
I wanted to... Oh, which one?
Oz.
Oh, yeah, I forget he's in these movies.
Wow.
As a joke. But yes, the reason I forgot about Oz is because he's, like, down the list.
Well,
because
he's not in the third movie.
That's a big one, yeah.
One, two, and four.
He was the Rob Schneider of Grown Ups 2 for that, where they don't even mention him.
No, they don't.
He is not mentioned.
And they have, like, a small mention of it in American Reunion, where he's like, I missed your wedding, man. I'm not going to miss this.
Yeah. So let's talk about Oz really quick. So
he was
the one jock.
He's the jock, but with a jock with a heart. He's not a...
He's the one that it doesn't make sense that he was a virgin in the first movie, like, which is interesting because, like, all these guys are different from each other. I think Jim and Kevin are pretty similar,
mm-hmm.
but, like, Finch is a whole...
Finch is a whole different thing. And
Finch
then
was
Oz,
playing Dungeons and Dragons, and Oz is like
part of the other is part of another world with the jocks.
Yeah, with lacrosse. I think.
Especially having Stifler as your friend, it's like, how did you never get laid?
Yeah, seriously, but yeah, so he's in it, and really, his character development's in the first one.
Yeah,
and then he pretty much plays the same character in the second one,
and then the fourth one, he's kind of a recovering, you know. Did they state exactly what he was recovering from? I know he was...
No, he was a celebrity.
And then he turned into like a sportscaster. It was a sportscaster?
Yeah, like a very famous sports analyst type character.
I thought he was like a Maury Povich type guy too. Or something.
I don't know who Maury Povich is.
Like Jerry Springer.
I'm kidding. I know who Did you hear that they're doing... Maury Povich is starting in his company, he's doing at-home parental testings. Like you can... you're not the father, you are the father. Yep. Anyway, so in the fourth movie, though, he's like super successful. He's rich. You know, he's a B-list celebrity. Like he was on like the Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And he's got like his psycho model girlfriend who's like smoking hot, but also doing ecstasy. So and then, of course, the whole point of American Reunion is going back to your roots. And he finds Heather, who I was kind of surprised that they weren't together
mm-hmm.
because like the second movie is all about them having a long distance relationship. And like the phone sex scene where they're trying and Stifler gets on the line. Stifler, man, get off. I am getting off listening to you too. Keep going. So that's so stupid. So gross. But come on, guys. I was almost there. But anyway, I can quote all these movies. It's terrible. But yes, Jim's dad. Let's talk about Jim's dad.
The great Eugene Levy.
The glue that held this franchise together. Like he's in almost every single one of these movies, which is wild. But yeah, like he is... He has every reason to expect Jim to be a little off because he's just like he's a well-meaning but super awkward guy.
Yes.
Keep it real, homies. You know, buys his son all the magazines and like sits down with him to talk about it. Oh, my God, get out of here. But it was actually really heartbreaking in American Reunion where you find out that he's a widower, that Jim's mom passed away.
Yeah, that was.
And they're trying to like kind of help him get back out there.
He ends up with Stifler's mom.
One of the best scenes, though, is when he shows up to Stifler's party. And now, like, they're all adults, except Stifler, who's still, like, a man-child. And he's like, this party sucks. And, oh, Mr. Levinstein, thanks for coming. And, like, they're talking for a second. He's like, I'm going to get you so effed up. I don't know about that, Steven. And he just keeps giving him shots.
I love the scene in the movie theater at the end.
Oh, my God, with the popcorn?
With the popcorn. But it just when she starts to go down, and he's just like, excuse me? He's just like, huh? He's so oblivious. Oh. Like, what is
I love it. It's too funny. Like, the popcorn spilling everywhere. Oh, God. Because he's like awkwardly trying to put his arm around her. And then she's just like, oh, okay. God. All right, so let's talk about Stifler's mom, because obviously the first
Jennifer
movie,
Coolidge.
It established the phrase MILF. I hate modern Jennifer Coolidge. I find her annoying and grating, and she takes me out of whatever I'm watching immediately.
What do you watch with her in it?
We watched White Lotus.
Oh, okay.
And the first season's fine. Like, we really enjoyed the first season. Then the second season, I hate Tanya was her name of her character. And then we watched The Watcher.
She's in The Watcher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She's the real estate agent that sells them the house.
Oh.
And, yep, I was just like, as soon as she appeared on screen, Melanie watched me just go, what the hell? She's just everywhere now.
Yeah, because she's really funny.
She's doing that makeup commercial where she sounds like a dolphin at one point.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid.
This is probably one of the few times you hear her without like a... I know she's got like an accent. She does. I know she did Two Broke Girls she was on for a long time.
Oh, yeah. In this, she's very subtle. Like, yeah. She's very like, hey, Stifler. Like, very monotone. Like, just... But again, it's funny. Like, in the first movie, she's like... You don't see her till the end. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's who Finch ends up with. Little borderline inappropriate, but Mrs. Robinson. And then the second movie, the whole, like, Finch's whole plot is getting ready for her to arrive. And he finally gives up on it. And, you know, that's the one woman, like, I could never have a real relationship with. I'm chasing the unattainable, blah, blah, blah. And then she shows up and she's like, well, I'm glad you're learning. You want to get it on? He's like, you better clear your schedule. I'll see you guys in 3 days. And I think American Wedding, she gets with him again in the bathtub. At the end of the wedding.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't even know if she's in the fourth movie. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Well, she's with Eugene Levy. I don't think she even acknowledges.
They do not have Finch. A scene together, I don't think.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Does Finch get with someone in the fourth movie?
He gets with the bartender.
That's
who used to be larger. Yeah. All right, and then let's see. We have John and Justin, played by John Cho and Justin Isfield, the MILF guys.
The MILF guys. And then John Cho, of course, went on to fame with...
Super fame.
Harold and Kumar and Star Trek.
But having him in the fourth movie was hilarious. MILF.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the dude fight. Dude. Let's see. Chuck Sherman, the Shermanator, played by Chris Owen. He was in... The only one he wasn't in was American Wedding. Yep. But... And he was the only one of the main... Quote, unquote, main cast to...
Him and Eugene Levy were in Pancamp.
Yeah. But let's see.
Mina Savari was
as
big
Heather,
at the time.
That's right. Yeah.
Tara Reid
is Vicky, the girlfriends.
Natasha Lyonne, who is having a resurgence in her career now.
Yeah, good for her. Russian Doll was like the one that brought her back to the limelight.
And then Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh.
Who was also like kind of jumped to stardom. You know,
and then she disappeared.
She had this. She had Scary Movie. She had Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, there was another one with one of the Jerry O'Connell. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. Tomcats.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was bad.
I forgot about that movie.
But then she kind of just really disappeared. Like, she wasn't around very often. Like, and then finally she comes back in the Jay and Silent Bob movie, and it was just a glorified cameo, basically. She's 50
years
old. I was
still kind of bummed by her cameo in the Jay and Silent Bob.
I was more upset that they had Rosario Dawson, but she wasn't playing.
Yeah.
You know, I still have not seen
Clerks
3.
You know, that just hit me, and I'm like, we gotta somehow watch that.
Yeah, I gotta sit down and watch that. But, yeah, she kind of... Let's see.
She did 13 Ghosts right after Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. She was in Love Actually. She's one of the girls at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she really kind of...
The Kid and I. I remember
vanished.
That one. Let's see.
Until Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
American Reunion. Yeah, nothing really... Yeah, nothing.
She was a... Didn't she end up with the Shermanator in American Reunion?
In the second one, in American Pie 2. They get together at the end.
But in American Reunion, doesn't she?
No, she has a husband that looks
just
like Jim.
Just like Jim, that's what it was.
And he's like, I don't see the resemblance. But that's really funny. Because she barely cameos in that one.
Yeah.
Like, it's one scene that she's in. Jim? But, oh yeah, the stereotypes that she perpetuated. The Not Another Teen Movie?
Did
you know that that naked foreign exchange student was actually a Power Ranger?
Yes, I didn't know that.
I still can't watch Power Rangers.
I don't remember which.
Wild? No, she was a Yellow Ranger.
I think I watched an interview with her, and she was just like, do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was after Power Rangers. It wasn't before Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I forget that Casey Affleck's in the first two movies.
Yeah, he's the brother of Thomasine
Nichols. And that was like the one recurring thing for both movies, where it's like he's talking to his brother, and his brother's like, all right, here's what you got to do. And it cuts to him doing it while the brother's narrating it. But yeah, that was actually really funny. But those are some of the biggest ones. I'm trying to think, you know, as far as characters that have been in the whole franchise for the most part.
Yeah, those were the main ones.
So let's talk about The spin-offs. Well, first of all, it doesn't seem like there's going to be any other American movies.
No, I think Reunion was it.
Reunion, and I think it was smart. It ended it at the right time, mm-hmm. and they're not trying to do any sort of legacy sequel, it sounds like, which is good.
Because you had 1, 2, and 3 were basically 4 years apart, mm-hmm. and then you waited almost a decade, and you did the because you had these spin-offs mm-hmm. happening that were all straight direct-to-DVD movies.
Yeah, they considered doing a fifth one in 2012.
I also think all the actors were at a point in their lives where it was just like, because, I mean, let's be honest, Jason Biggs really doesn't do anything right now. Sean William Scott hasn't done much in a while. And none of them are really, I mean, Allison Hannigan's probably had the most successful
career since
because of How I Met Your Mother.
But apparently in March 2021, Tara Reid said that a script had been written and that it is one of the best ones in the series. Okay, all right, Captain Sharknado,
Let's, you know. Oh, when God. I start believing what Tara Reid has to say, you know, interesting day.
Not only is she just a terrible actress, like she's fine in the first two movies, but
she's a teen actress in the first two movies. Yeah, and then she gets to Josie and the Pussycats and God, now she's just a running. Well, Van Wilder.
Yeah, we did like Van Wilder.
She was great in Van Wilder.
I think, what is it, Family Guy? I feel like she's always sticky. Somebody said that somewhere. But let's talk about some of the spinoffs because, like Sean and I said, we did see...
I can only talk about Bandcamp.
Which...
And as far as I know, Bandcamp, because it's Stifler's brother, who we meet...
In the first two movies.
In the first two movies. But they literally make him a Sean William Scott lookalike in Bandcamp.
Yeah. Played by Tad Hildenbrick.
Yeah. And he was in one of the other epic movie. He played Cyclops. Because I remember we were all like, oh, that's Stifler's brother.
Yeah. He was in Disaster Movie, too.
Yeah. But he literally is a... He plays the character as if he's Sean William Scott. It was weird to watch, but you got past that, and it had
some heart to it.
You know what? It was a fired up kind of a movie.
It was.
Yeah, it's similar to Fired Up.
If he hadn't tried to emulate Stifler too much, mm-hmm. it would have been a better movie. Mm. And
yeah.
It's got, like I said, it's got some heart to it. It's got some character growth to it.
It's not bad for a direct-to-DVD movie.
No.
It's watchable.
Yeah.
I can't say for any of the others because, like I said, I've never seen them.
I have not seen... I saw The Naked Mile once to the point where that movie came out in 2006. That's when I saw it. I cannot tell you anything about it. God. I know that The Naked Mile is like a run that they do in it.
Yeah.
It's like the road trip beer pong one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I saw that once. Couldn't tell. I just know that beer pong was in it.
I just remember these movies from working at the video store. Yeah. They would show up and I'd be like, they made another one?
Then American Pie Presents Beta House in 2007. American Pie Presents The Book of Love in 2009. And then they don't do another one until 2020.
Even us, we were just like, they made another one?
Yeah, and you can't even stream it. You can only buy the physical copy. And I'm not spending $5 on Amazon. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give them what they want.
You'll spend $5 to stream it on Amazon, but you won't spend $5 to get a physical copy
from Amazon. You know what? I'll stand by that. I will actually stand by that completely. You are right with that. But
I'm proud of your stance, but it makes no sense.
Do you want to do Star City ratings for the main
absolutely.
Series?
First one,
I'm going to give a 4.
I agree with that.
I think just because these movies are held to a very high nostalgia factor and our age when they came out and our childhood memories. We're not saying 4 in terms of quality. We're saying 4 more in terms of.
I think quality is also
fair.
You
think quality is fair?
I think it's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's a well done. Teen comedy. All I mean, right. It's not. I'm trying to put it in context with, you know, I feel like this movie has more heart than Road Trip had.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Road Trip was just a sex comedy. Like, this movie had a little more to it. Yes, it is a sex comedy. Yes, it's a teen sex comedy, but it had a heart message to it. And it was, mm-hmm. you know, well done. Road Trip was more just, you know, just
Road
there
Trip,
to just
the,
have
the
some nudity
cheats,
and.
The character cheats on his girlfriend and tries to cover it up. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to, you know, put it in context with like Porky's. Mm-hmm. You know, Porky's is a sex comedy, you know, that just there's really nothing to it besides just having
this has character growth,
development,
yeah,
and all that. Again, and you know, I think all of them are fairly good. All of the four, you know, theater bound films all have something to them that make them
you know what? Spoiler alert, I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna give all of them a 4.
I would give 2 probably 3.5. I'd probably give Wedding a 3.5.
I think 2.
Reunion, I'd probably give a 3.
2 isn't really 3.
It was okay.
It was okay?
It didn't blow me away.
I think just the fact that it was around the same time as our high school reunion.
Probably. It was a few years before, but yeah,
It was 7 years after we graduated high school. And I think they even joke around about that. They're like, oh, we missed the reunion by a couple of years. Like, because it's not exactly, you know.
A reunion.
It's like 9 years after the wedding.
It was good. I thought the story could have been a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to see all the characters back was fun. They cameoed the certain characters who were like, we didn't need to see more of. The characters you wanted to see, you saw.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it fours across the board for all different reasons. Like, I think the first one's the best written one. The second one made me laugh the hardest because they doubled down on a lot of the humor.
I actually think Wedding is...
Wedding?
Is under... Is sneaky good. It's sneaky,
the thing about
really funny.
Wedding and Reunion are the ones that matched our... We were... Obviously, I wasn't married in 2003. Sean was probably divorced twice.
Probably.
But, seven kids. But we were at that, you know, at that age. It was right before we graduated high school.
2003?
Yeah. So, yeah, like, right, it was showing what happens after college. So, even though we were not even in college at that time, it still was, like, it's still growing up with us. 20 years ago. I know. And then American Reunion, like I said, it was at a point.
10 years ago.
It was at a
more
point.
More than that.
Point in our lives where, like, it was like, oh, man, like... We get some of this stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, like, it keeps things in perspective. So
perspective.
I'm going to go fours across the board.
Okay.
It is very rare that I like an entire franchise equally. Like, yeah. I can watch any of these movies. If any of those movies are on, I will watch them. In
Agreed.
Fact, I wonder if what are they streaming on? We have to figure that out.
I think American Pie's on Netflix. I feel like I've seen it around.
I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, I think that's.
Do we have a?
A fan feedback
Friday.
I do believe so, and I believe it's about directors. So stand by as I pull up Fan Feedback Friday, because guess who wasn't prepared? Oh, I was prepared. Let's see. The greatest movie casting of all time. We have Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln, Heath Ledger as the Joker, Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
Anthony Perkins as Norman Bates.
That's a good one. Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
It's good. Christopher Reeve as Superman.
And yeah, so if you
there's
guys,
more,
there's I'm more, just, there's more. That's just the ones.
Clark Gable is Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Paul Rudd is anything. But that's going to wrap us up for today. If you guys want to participate in Fan Feedback Friday, it's super easy. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Cinematic Adventures, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every Friday, Eastern Standard Time. We post our Fan Feedback Friday. And if you guys are looking for more of our content, you can find us on all the social medias. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Just type in The Misfit Faction or Cinematic Adventures. Odds are you'll find some of our stuff.
But so, fun fact, you cannot stream any of the American Pie movies.
Really?
They're only rent or buy options.
Interesting. I could have sworn
They're on an app that IMDb does not inform
is possible.
Of, but that means the big ones. Hulu, it's not on Hulu, it's not on Netflix, it's not on Prime, and it's not on
Paramount
or Peacock or Max.
It's kind of sad.
Surprising.
I kind of wanted to watch an American movie. But anyway. Anyway, so that's going to wrap us up for today. As always, I'm Paul.
I'm Sean.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Maybe.
Hey guys, it's Paul, and the Misfit Faction is looking for your help. We are trying to grow not only our network, but also grow our brands. And the best way to do that is if you guys are looking to start your very own podcast. Maybe you guys have been listening to us for a while. Maybe it's something you guys have always wanted to do, but you're not sure how to get started. If you go to podbean.com/misfitfaction, you guys will get a month of free podcasting on us. That is a gift from us. So make sure if you guys are looking to start your own show, you reach out to us and go to podbean.com/misfitfaction. Also, maybe you guys have your own online business or service that you're always looking to grow, and advertising is a very big part of that. If you guys go to sponsorship.podbean.com/misfitfaction, you guys can get $100 worth of free advertising, again, as a thank you from us to you guys. That's sponsorship.podbean.com/misfitfaction.